that has been the greatest accomplishment in my life, is staying a soft person when I felt like I was being knocked down verbally all the time. So I think that you being strong and soft, you don't have to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
But to lead into your life and to be able to let go of a lot of hurtful things, that's not weak. That is strength.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Welcome back to More Than Small Talk. We are so glad that you are in the fourth chair with us today. In the last few episodes, we've been talking about being strong, but also about asking for and receiving help. Mm-hmm. And that just really made us realize that as women, sometimes we feel pulled between being a strong woman or having a soft heart. So that's what we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah. And our confession question is a little bit difficult. We really wrestled with this one. And I'm not sure that it's going to be easy to answer, but I want you to give it a shot. Tell us your answers and why you chose it. But if you had to pick only one to describe yourself, would you choose strong woman or a woman with a soft heart? Which would you choose and why? This feels impossible.
It really does. Why did we ask ourselves that?
I don't know. Because we hate ourselves.
We gave ourselves a trick question.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought as I was reading this or thinking about this morning, I thought, this is kind of a trick question. This is a confession question, but it's a trick question too. So how would you answer that?
I think I'm a soft-hearted woman. I know I want to lean in and I want to just say, yeah, I'm a strong woman. But I think I'm soft, and I think that's my gift, is that sensitivity that I bring to the table. That also meant that I cried a lot growing up because everything hurt my feelings. But I'm a soft-hearted person, and I want to stay that way.
Yeah, it does. It feels like a trick question.
It does.
That's all I can say is that for me, I am a strong woman, and I know I'm a strong woman. But I would actually choose a soft heart, and I think I have a soft heart too. And so, but I would, if I had to choose one, which this question is making me do, and you can tell I'm a little irritated at it, I would choose soft heart, because I feel like when you have a soft heart, it leads with strength and it helps others be strong as well.
Yeah. And I would choose the same. And I think the point of this question was kind of to illustrate that they aren't mutually exclusive.
Thank you.
That you kind of can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
But culturally, like, why do you think we sometimes feel like we have to choose? Like, there are certain situations where it feels like as a woman that you're either expected to kind of act tough and be strong.
Yeah.
Or that you're supposed to be sort of the damsel in distress.
Or if you're soft-hearted, that can be seen as not strong, which mm-hmm. I think is completely not true.
Yeah, that they're opposites.
Yeah, right. Like somehow these are opposites or they conflict with each other. And we were talking about one of my favorite shows, and it's an older show, is Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, Coach and, Taylor.
What? Yeah, you say everybody should have a Coach yes. Taylor in their life. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's a pretty cool show. But as these football players would run out, they would tap this sign and it would say clear eyes, strong hearts. And then they would shout out, can't lose. And I feel like this is kind of the same mantra, however you say it.
Potato, potato.
Yes. Is that I would run out into life saying, strong woman, soft heart,
yeah.
can't lose.
Yeah.
You know? Fist pump.
Fist pump. Yeah. Don't you?
I mean, we
need both.
I think so. And I think it's realizing,
choose.
I said, they're not opposites. They come together. Like Wonder Woman. I love Wonder Woman.
You do
the
love
new
Wonder
movie.
Woman.
Oh my gosh. So good. Yes. Our producer is waving her fist in the air right now in support of this. But yeah, I mean, she is a strong woman, but yet she uses her strength on behalf of others. She has this soft heart.
Yes.
And I think that is a beautiful place to get to as women. I think especially as we get older, it feels like there's a temptation to get a little bitter or cynical, to not get strong, but get hard.
Yes.
And I think there's a difference between being strong and being hard.
I agree. And to be soft-hearted is not to be weak, to be tender-hearted, to be kind, to be insightful. And again, we have to say that for all of us in this world, we don't look at the world in the same way. We don't have the same characteristics. For some, being strong comes more natural. You know, I'm strong, I'm tough, I can do these things. For others, being tender-hearted comes more natural. And so sometimes we have to work at both of these, but they're not exclusive of each other.
I went through a lot of verbal abuse and a little bit of physical abuse
growing up.
And I want you to know that that has been the greatest accomplishment in my life, is staying a soft person when I felt like I was being knocked down verbally all the time. So I think that you being strong and soft, you don't have to pick one or the other, but to lead into your life and to be able to let go of a lot of hurtful things, that's not weak. That is strength, and it works. So whatever you might be going through and thinking, you know what, I have to be strong because everything hurts so much, just know that God has you. He has you. He knows what you've been through. He knows what you might be struggling with. So when you choose against bitterness, that is the bravest, strongest thing you will ever do.
Yeah, I agree. I like to say having a soft heart in a hard world is courage, not weakness. Yeah.
That's really good.
And I think Jesus models that for us, even on the cross. Like, that was the ultimate. I am stretching out my arms, literally exposing my heart, which is a soft thing to do. Yeah. And yet, the ability to do that is strength beyond what any of us have. And so I love that we can look to him and see both of those too.
Yeah. You know, the other day I had a hard day and just had a hard day. And I think that one of the things that can be really dangerous when you're speaking publicly or you're writing books or you're teaching Sunday school or whatever, you're modeling mentoring in some way, is for you to stand in front of that crowd or that Sunday school class or those and say, you know, my life is perfect. You know, like, I never deal with these kind of things. And I'm going to tell you, I had a hard, hard day. I didn't have answers. Some things happened during that day that I didn't know what to do. And that was a day that I needed both the strength of knowing to trust God, the strength of hanging in there, but I also needed the soft heart part of me for myself, first of all, to give grace. And then the second part was the people that were around me, to love them in the right way. And, you know, I needed both sides of me that day. Mm-hmm. So there's a two-part to that I just shared. One is, I think we need to create really some sacred space for us to say, we don't always feel strong, and sometimes our soft heart doesn't come through.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And to give each other the room to say that. But secondly, to say, you know what? We need both parts of that.
Yeah.
Especially on those hard days.
And say to our sisters, you know, if you're someone who leans towards strong, don't you back down.
Yeah.
You know, don't you shut yourself off. Don't you just quiet down, you know, because the world is telling you to.
Yeah.
And if you are a soft-hearted woman, don't apologize for those tears or for those big feelings or for engaging so intensely with life. Whichever you lean toward, that is a strength, and never apologize for that.
Yeah. Why do we? I mean, but why do we apologize for that? Why?
Because I think it's that we mentioned in another episode that every woman feels like too much or not enough.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
So I think if you're a strong woman, you can feel like too much.
Yeah.
And if you're a soft-hearted woman, you can feel like not enough. And obviously we're saying we're all both. But I think, like you said, we do lean toward one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's something, I don't know what it is, but there is that voice inside of us sometimes. And maybe it's the enemy telling us lies, or maybe it's our inner mean girl, whatever it is, that's saying there's something wrong with you, that you're supposed to be something different. And I wrestled with that for a really long time. And yeah. I would like to say I figured it out in my 20s, and I didn't. I would like to say I mastered it in my 30s, but I didn't. But right at the very end, I was like, okay, I'm finally figuring this out. There is nothing wrong with me. This is how I've been hardwired by God for a reason, and that He made me this way. And it must be pretty great to Him, you know?
So how did you get there? No, what was
I stopped
process?
Listening to the negative things. And I think that when you do have abusive background, or maybe you've just walked into that with a work situation or whatever it is, maybe it's you've gotten on social media and everybody's mean. I don't know what it is, but we hear those voices and we tend to hone in on the negative. When we start shutting those down and looking to what the Word of God says and what He thinks and says about us, is a game changer. When I started looking at what He said above what I felt, it just changed everything for me. And it was a really exercise in doing that over and over and over until it stuck.
That's really good. And I think it's important too, that we understand that the world doesn't get to define what strength or a soft heart looks like. Right. They just don't, mm-mm. You know, because if they look at me and say, okay, Susie, strength looks like ABC equals whatever, and you're not fitting that, and I'm following exactly where God is leading me, and I'm being exactly who He made me, then they don't get to tell me mm-hmm. what strength looks like.
Yeah.
Or that if I have a tender heart, that somehow I'm a sap. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
If I see a situation and God leads me towards mercy in that situation, or tears, or He asks me to be a soft place for somebody else to land, that is not being weak.
Yeah.
That is absolute strength, because I'm stepping into who God made me to be with His direction and discernment and all of that. But they don't get to tell me who I am.
So what can we do to help us to know that we can merge both of them, that we don't have to pick or choose, that we can be strong women with soft hearts? What's one thing that helps you with that?
Well, when I was having that really rough day the other day, the strength part of me needed to understand I didn't have answers. I didn't know what to do, but I was not alone. Mm-hmm. That was my strength. Lean in. God, I don't have a clue here, but You are always with me. You will never forsake me. So my strength in this moment is to lean into You and ask You to be with me and show me what to do. And then the soft heart was actually to deny what my emotions were telling me to do, and to do what needed to happen in that moment so that my soft heart led instead of my emotions.
Yes. I wanted to say, for the soft-hearted sweethearts that like everything hurts your feelings, sometimes the best thing that you can do to stay soft is give strong people boundaries. So I really want to throw that out there, because a lot of times we think that we have to just take it and take it and take it and everything festers. But when we give people boundaries, we're saying, I want to have a relationship with you. So if you want to stay soft, knowing how to be around strong people, this is your guide in knowing what you can handle and what makes you feel unloved or what makes you feel unsafe. All of those things, boundaries are huge with soft-hearted people.
Yeah, I think guarding your heart is so important. And a big turning point for me was learning about highly sensitive people.
Yes.
So yes. There's literally, you know, some people probably have heard of this, mm-hmm. maybe not. So I'm going to give a quick overview. So there's an author, Elaine Aaron, and she wrote a book called The Highly Sensitive Person. And it turns out about 20% of people in the population actually have an especially mm-hmm. sensitive nervous system. Like, we're physically wired that way.
Yes.
And I am. So I printed out this list of characteristics. I'm just going to read a few of them. So a highly sensitive person would say, other people's moods affect me. I tend to be very sensitive to pain. I'm sensitive to the effects of caffeine. I have a rich, complex inner life. I'm made uncomfortable by loud noises. My nervous system sometimes feels so frazzled that I need time by myself. I'm conscientious. I startle easily. And I'm very in tune with the emotions of others.
Oh, my word. I just checked off every last one.
I know,
one
right?
Of those.
And I, you know, and I gave this to Mark and he got zero and I got all of them.
Right.
I mean, it's really is it a is. Thing. And so it maybe is. You listen to that and you're thinking that's me. Or maybe you have a daughter or a friend or a sister that you're like, oh, like that must be, they're literally wired that way. And so it was. So it's comforting really to me to know, like, God made me this way on purpose.
Yeah.
And it's not just in my head. It's in my body.
Yes.
Yeah. And so being really intentional about what I need, you know, sometimes I need to wear earplugs or I need to drink tea that calms me down, or I need to go under my weighted blanket for a while until I feel better. And
or
I'm not embarrassed about that.
Or not have caffeine afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
so
really good.
If you resonated with that and you hadn't heard of that before, you can just Google highly sensitive person quiz and you'll be able to take a free quiz and find out if that's you.
Yeah. And I have a friend, her name is Amy Carroll, and she has wrote a book called Breaking Up with Perfect. And her whole talk is about highly sensitive people and how it drove her to perfection to try to fit in and please everyone around her. And that is also a really great resource.
Yeah. And Sherry Gregory, who is friends with Amy Carroll, also an author, has a great site called Strong and Sensitive.
Yes.
So there are a lot of resources there too. So we like to get really practical, which we kind of already did. But what are some other things that we can do to kind of bring those two parts of who we are together?
Yeah. So if you're in a situation and suddenly you don't feel strong, I think that it is good to just really consider yourself. I am a strong woman and I have a soft heart. So as a strong woman, how can I lean into strength that is even greater than me right now? Which for us as women who love the Lord, how do I lean into the Lord right now? How do I invite him into this conversation, into this moment? And then secondly, you know my emotions want to lead right now, especially as a highly sensitive person, if that's you. You know, I want to run with how I feel. But help me, Lord, see the person in front of me. Help me see them and help me lead with a soft heart over my emotions. And I sometimes just taking a pause for 5 seconds to ask for that direction, to lean into the strength, to lean into the soft heart, I think can totally change a situation.
I was going to say that for me too, is just taking a little pause and just kind of pulling back from the situation and just taking time to process, because I want to get to the other side of softness. And I might, something might have happened that day that makes me angry or just has me on the defensive. So taking that time to pause and make sure I can get back around to the woman I really want to be. And that doesn't mean that I shut down any feelings of anger, because when I feel those things, I know I need to address it. So that pause just helps me to really reflect on what's going on in my heart.
Yeah.
And I think we wanted to talk about this because it can be a real area of woundedness for women.
Yeah.
You know, the things that are spoken over us about our strength or our sensitivity can be really painful, and we can carry them for a long time. And so we wanted to say this out loud so that us and anyone who's listening can let those go and say, you know what? Both of those are good things. Both of those are God-given things. And as women, we can be both and embrace both. And so I would say, if someone has spoken something over you about your strength or your sensitivity, just right now say, I'm no longer receiving that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to replace that with the truth that God has made me both a strong and soft-hearted woman.
Yeah. You know, I always come away from these feeling better. And the reason I do, kind of some of the hashtags that we've been using in addition to More Than Small Talk and the others, is women supporting women and shoulder to shoulder, because we need each other.
Yeah.
We really, really do. So the resources that we want to talk about today are just to take this a notch deeper in your private time or in your book club or with a group of friends. And so I want to talk about a book that just lights me up. It's one of my favorites, all-time favorites, and it's Holly's book. It's titled Fierce Hearted. And what I love about this book is not only can you get the book and read as a resource, but Holly, you actually have a website called fiercehearted.com.
Yep.
And they can go to fiercehearted.com and find all kinds of free resources, including, and this is cool, a sample chapter. So you can just download that right this second and start reading and allow the book to go into your heart and just begin to encourage you. For you are, listen, you are a strong woman with a soft heart, and you can't lose because of that.
We wanted to tell you about one other resource today. You've heard us talk about our partner, KLRC. They are an amazing radio station that you can listen to online at klrc.com. They also happen to be in our local town, and we absolutely love them. They are a listener-supported station. So that means that people like you are the reason that they can do what they do, including producing shows like More Than Small Talk. So this week is a very big one for them, and it is their primary time of the year when you can get involved by donating. So we are inviting you to go to klrc.com and become part of their family too.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available through the More Than Small Talk page at klrc.com. You can subscribe to More Than Small Talk through your favorite podcast app so you will never miss an episode.